And now ask yourself, why does it have to do with your eye? Or your vision, or your seeing, or
seeing,
your...
But, I mean, is it something that I don't want to see?
Well, would you say that you have a keen eye? Would you say
yes.
that you have a keen eye to detail?
I would.
Would you say that you're precise in the way you like things to be?
Yes.
Would you say that when things are not as you like to see them, that it is almost painful for you? In other words, would you say that you roll with things that are not as you want them to be, or do you step in and try to wrestle them to the ground and maintain some sort of control?
It depends. You know, certain things I can really let be.
Like what? What do you let be?
My apartment, I could care less.
And what don't you let be?
I work with singers, and I can't let that be. You know, I mean, I really would say that I'm very, you know, I'm very nitpicky about that, the stuff that they pay me to be nitpicky about.
For example?
When we're working on songs or when we're working on putting their acts together.
All right, so when you're working with them, do you acknowledge that you have an inner being?
Yes.
And that they do?
Yes.
And while they're working on their career, can you see that long before you met them, and even since they've been working with you, that your interaction and their desires are parlaying all kinds of new things into their vibrational escrow? And can you see that their potential and what they're currently living are sometimes worlds apart?
I guess I don't consider that. I can see that standing up here with you.
So, well it's really worth thinking about, because what's happening is you, because you are a teacher to the core of your being, you're tapping in to who they are aspiring to be, but you're working every day with who they are being.
Yes.
So you're not exactly seeing them through the eyes of Source. You're seeing them through the eyes of where they currently are. And since it's not quite jiving, and so then now you're pulling out all the stops. You're trying to figure out, what can I do to get you from here to over here? And there's not all that much you can do to get them from here over to here, other than see them already over here.
Yeah.
And let your responses to them come from that vantage point. And we can feel that that's that tension that's going on.
I'm actually seeing them through the eyes of my mother. I am.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. And since it is something that happens a lot, in other words, you spend a lot of time there, you see.
Yeah.
So now you can sort of feel that through a little bit and see if we've hit on it as precisely as we arrogantly think that we have, by asking yourself, has your work been calling you in the way that it usually does? Has it been that uplifting feeling that it
No.
once was?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening is every time you have one of these meetings or sessions, you all get the stream moving faster, but your awareness of where they are, and you said something really telling, really important, that speaks to the way you as a physical mentor and instructor, something about the job you have, the work you do. What was it? What were the words you used?
I can't read. That's part of this deal. I don't remember anything I say.
Well, it was something around the idea that that's what they pay me to do. What do you think they pay you to do?
Oh, to work with them on their acts.
But make it more specific. What are they paying you to do?
To polish them, I guess. To make the act better.
To make it better.
Yes.
To make it better than the not good way that it is. And so that's the part that we would start vibrationally tweaking, the warm-up that we would be doing in getting ready for each one of them. So someone's coming in. How many do you see in a day?
Well, any more in a week. It's not even in a day.
How many?
It might be one, two in a day.
So let's say that it's time for them to come. This is the day that someone is coming.
Yeah.
What time will they arrive?
In the afternoon.
So that morning, as you're getting ready for them to come, are you starting to tense against the whole experience, or...